Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 8th, 2024, from 1 John chapter 5, Understanding the Connection of Faith, Rebirth, and Divine Love. Previously, we heard from John about a struggle that all Christians must endure. John challenges us with the idea, how can we hate someone for whom Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of their sins? So when we see that hatred or that lack of forgiveness in our lives, we need to return to the source of God's perfect love. By returning again to the public assembly of the saints, which gathers around God's word and sacraments, we are forgiven and we are strengthened so that we may properly reflect God's love and forgiveness with those around us. So let's continue with John. From 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. So John is making an excellent connection. A few verses ago, John said, we love because God first loved us. And that love of God has changed us. Through holy baptism, we have been born again, or born of God, as John notes. Baptism is a means by which we receive God's grace through faith. So, John is stating that everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. Now, please note that this change in us is all because of Jesus. This is not just merely an intellectual acknowledgement, but a spiritual rebirth and renewal initiated by God. For God is the one who does the work. Consider, just as we had no responsibilities in our own physical conception and birth, we have no responsibilities to our own spiritual birth. For a physical life and spiritual faith are both gifts from God. After we have been reborn with His love, this verse asserts that everyone who loves the Father also loves those who have been born of Him. Here, the love for God the Father and the love for the fellow believers are intertwined in a special way. And this connection highlights the relational aspect of the Christian faith. A genuine love for God naturally extends to a love for those who sit in the pews around us. That is, for God's children, those who share in the same spiritual birth that we were born into. So in essence, 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 emphasizes the inseparable bond between faith in Jesus being born of God and that love that comes from God to us, flowing from us in this divine relationship to our brothers and sisters in Christ. So this verse encourages believers to recognize the connection of their faith and love. By the way, Paul says, we're part of the same body of Christ. So this passage here in 1 John chapter 5, verse 1, also connects with that idea that Paul brings up, because God is love and brings us all together in this body of Christ. Again, this realization gives us encouragement to do what? To continue to gather where the body of Christ assembles. That's the public assembly of the saints, those who were born of the same divine origin. So again, we put the emphasis on gathering at church to hear God's word and to receive God's sacraments, and then to share and encourage one another in the Christian faith, the faith that Christ Jesus has given to us, in order that we may share with others. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.